And good evening and welcome, everyone. Little Falls Community High School, as the Little Falls Quad gets set to get underway here. We've got Annandale Maple Lake. The Lightning are in town. The Albany Huskies are here this year, along with Piers and Little Falls. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us here on You Are There Sports. The schedule for tonight will have Piers facing Albany in our first match. And then at about 6:30, the Pioneers will square off with Annandale Maple Lake. And then the nightcap will be the Flyers and the Pioneers around 8 o'clock. The gym rapidly filling up here at Little Falls Community High School. Two varsity mats down. One JV mat. Pioneers are the defending champs for a couple of years now. As Piers and Little Falls, they squared off in individual matches up at the Brainerd Tournament, the Paul Bunyan. Piers will host Annandale Maple Lake a little bit later on this winter. The Lightning will come over to Piers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Little Falls welcomes our visitors from Albany.
As we get the festivities underway here at Little Falls.
We ask you to please stand.
We'll be back. Piers and Albany to open things up after this.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. 4 lines on the no gigabyte promo plan, plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 cycles.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypiers.org.
All right, welcome back, Little Falls Community High School. We've just had our national anthem. We're about to have introductions of the opening 106-pound matches here. Unranked Albany and number 2 in Class A, the Piers Pioneers, will face off. Albany out of Section 6AA. It's a very tough section. Anytime you've got the likes of Foley in your section, the road goes through Foley to get to the Class AA state tournament. Oh, it's official. Darren Gertz is here, so we can start. Annandale Maple Lake and Little Falls are underway over on the mat to my left. Piers will open up against this Albany Husky team. And it looks like we're going to have a forfeit right away. As Albany You got room? Brandon Funk coming out to report.
And at number one, at 106 pounds, winner by pin for the Flyers, Trent Krupke. Wrestling at mat number two for the Pioneers, at 106 pounds, Brandon Funk.
No, Brandon's going to go at 106. So Brandon Funk will start things off at 106 pounds for the Piers Pioneers, and his opponent, Dustin Schmidt, a freshman for the Huskies. We're underway here at Little Falls.
Mat number one, wrestling for the Lightning, Trevor Wilson. For the Flyers, Spencer Strunke.
So we are after New Year's, and new things happen now as guys get down to their fighting weights for tournament time, as a shot in on a single by Schmidt, attacking the right leg, trying to elevate on Funk. Funk out near the edge, and they go out of bounds. Piers and Albany tonight, then Piers, Annandale, Maple Lake, with the Flyers and Pioneers matching up later tonight. And Funk will go for wrist control. Can't quite hook up with Dustin Schmidt. And they separate. Schmidt, a blonde, Funk with the dark black hair, is again Schmidt in on a single. This one's pretty deep. Driving forward as Funk drapes over the back of Dustin Schmidt of Albany. And they go out of bounds as Funk able to fight off that attack.
120 pounds for the Lightning, Jack Klug.
No points yet here in our opener. Referee's got a question over there, and whatever his question was has been answered. And they start in the neutral position on their feet. Schmidt grabbing for the left wrist of Brandon Funk. Elbow tie up. Funk pushing into Schmidt. Schmidt trying to control that underhook. It's been all on their feet so far in the first minute and a half of this opening match. 30 seconds to go in the period. Pioneers black singlets, red and gray highlights, purple and white for the Huskies of Albany. Here comes a Funk trip try. Didn't work. Tried to throw his left leg in. 13 seconds. Out near the edge. Another trip by Brandon. And they go out of bounds. Funk has tried to throw those long legs in. He's got a little bit of a height advantage on Schmidt and trying to use that. 5 seconds, and it doesn't appear that we'll have any points scored in these opening 2 minutes of wrestling. And that is the case. 0-0 after one between Funk and Schmidt. Brandon's going to choose down here. So he will start in the down position. Schmidt will ride on the left hip. Sit out try. Funk stands to his feet. Schmidt throws in a leg. Schmidt in around the waist. Brandon eludes him and gets out for an escape. Funk up 1-0. So Funk now with the early lead. They haven't started the clock yet over there. We've wrestled about, now they have. We wrestled about 25 seconds without any time coming off the clock. Schmidt. Now they both drop down to the mat as Schmidt goes in on the leg. If he can drive this forward, he'll pick up two. He's got Brandon down on his hip. He's going to get two out of this as soon as he pops that head out. And there come the two. It's 2-1 now for Dustin Schmidt of Albany. As he will work on his ride technique, try to pull the left arm of Brandon Funk back. Piers ranked number two in Class A 2 weeks from tonight. Number one ranked Frazee is in town in Piers, along with Mille Lacs. I'm sure the Raiders are looking forward to that night with a triangular with Piers and Frazee on their schedule. Here's Funk up and gets out for another escape to tie it at two as we go under a minute. And Schmidt immediately drives in on that single leg again. Sprawling hips back is Brandon Funk, and they scurry out of bounds. 2-2. Couple of escapes for Brandon Funk. A takedown for Albany's Dustin Schmidt. 45 seconds left, second period. And a stall is called. We get a stall warning. And I believe it's on Brandon. Yeah, referee saying something to Brandon Funk, so a stall warning against Funk. And there's Schmidt, high crotch, can't get in. Now Funk switching around. Here comes Brandon. Brandon picks that ankle, hooks that leg, and Funk will reverse and get two. 4-2 lead now for Brandon Funk. Funk throws a cross face in underneath. Short time here, 5 seconds left. And he will just ride this period out. And Brandon Funk will take a 4-2 lead over Dustin Schmidt of Albany into period three. Schmidt will have choice. He goes in the down position. Quick stand-up try. Brandon breaks that down, picking the ankle. Drives into the hip. Schmidt tries to face into Funk, grabs that leg. Brandon Funk now reasserting leverage. Minute 45 to go. Funk and Schmidt. Neutral position right now. Each guy with a leg. Schmidt has faced into Brandon Funk. He's in on the left leg of Funk. Funk still holding on over the back of Schmidt. Time coming off the clock. A minute 22 left. Now Schmidt tried to switch into a double. Gave up on that strategy in a hurry. And a stalemate is called. Flyers have a 12-0 lead on Annandale Maple Lake. They're wrestling at 120. The Lightning come to Piers on the last regular season event. That's February 2nd. Holding Ford and ACGC will join them at the quad at home. There's an escape for Schmidt. 4-3 now. So Funk able to work another takedown. Now he goes after a cradle. Funk doesn't have that one really tight, and Schmidt might be able to sneak out the back door here. 52 seconds left. I don't think they gave Funk the takedown on that. It was kind of a scramble, and Funk never really got the takedown. And Schmidt's in possible position to come out of this with a lead here if he can get that head out. Funk just holding on, and they get a stalemate out of that. Boy, that's a break for Brandon because Schmidt was awful close to winning that scramble. 4-3, Funk with 35 and a half seconds left. And they're going to go on their feet. 4-3, the clock starts. Piers and Albany, first of three duels tonight for the Pioneers. 7-0 in duels so far. Front headlock in by Funk, down to 22 seconds left. Schmidt being pushed on his knees back off outside the circle. And they go out with 13.9 to go. On their feet. Funk, who's been warned for stalling once, so he's got to be careful and not get dinged here. That would tie the match up. 3 seconds left. Funk is going to hold on and win this match in a tight one. 4-3 win for Brandon Funk to give Piers the 3-0 lead.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Piers Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
We got a Sebastian Warzeka Will Mergen match underway at 113 pounds, 30 seconds in. Warzeka scrambling around. Warzeka and Mergen. Good scramble. No points yet. Now Mergen drives into the hips. He'll try and gain the leverage advantage as on his left hip is Pierce's Sebastian Warzeka. Might get a stalemate, and we've got a stoppage. And referee says blood time. Somebody's got some blood, and that'll stop the action. And it's Mergen of Albany that heads over to the trash can to be attended to. Flyers lead Annandale Maple Lake 12-6 in their duel. Coach Mark Jensen visiting with Sebastian Warzeka. You look at this Albany Husky team out of Section 6AA. And they've got Foley to contend with, a very good Litchfield team there. Annandale Maple Lake, 6AA. Dassel Cicado, Becker. We've seen Big Lake. Big Lake gave Piers all they wanted earlier, 34-30. Pioneers had to come back and win that one. Big Lake is a 6AA team. So Monticello, Apollo, Zimmerman, all part of 6AA. It's a pretty good field when you start on the top with the Falcons. Still working on Mergen's blood time, and the referee says, all right, we're ready to resume. Piers and Albany, 3-0 lead for the Pioneers after a 4-3 win for Brandon Funk in the 106 match over Albany's Dustin Schmidt. No points yet. We've wrestled a minute for Warzeka and Mergen. Pioneers. I did see we'll have Andrew Tamala in uniform now. Matt Cummett is dressed down there as I look over. As we good to see some of those guys that have missed the entirety of the season so far. There's a throw try by Warzeka. Now he's got to fend off an arm drag by Mergen. Mergen with Warzeka gets flipped, and they're still scrambling. There's two for Mergen. Finally won the scramble. Now he's got a wing in on the right arm of Sebastian Warzeka. He's got a 2-0 lead, 12 seconds left. Short time left, towel tapper out there to notify the referee, and there it is. 2-0 Mergen after a period over Sebastian Warzeka. On the roster for Albany, they got two open weights. They're listed 126 and 195. Doesn't mean they don't have anybody there, but they could jockey around and move some guys, but it looks like there might be some points out there for the Pioneers against Albany in this first duel. Warzeka riding, and there's an escape coming here for Mergen as he's able to get up and grab a 3-0 lead. That didn't take long, only about 12 seconds to get up and off the mat. So 3-0 now for Will Mergen of Albany. Fighting for hand control. There's a shot try by Warzeka, and Mergen caught a headlock, but still scrambling, and there's Warzeka earning the takedown. So Sebastian picks up his first points with a minute 24 to go. 3-2 now. The difference is this early escape in this second period. Mergen in the down position, extends that left leg, now shifts his hip off to the right. Warzeka digging underneath, working on the right hip side of Albany's Will Mergen. He is an eighth grader. Sebastian Warzeka, a sophomore. There's a switch and a reversal as Mergen now makes it 5-2. Warzeka stands, trying to peel those hands away, and does for an escape. 5-3. Neutral on their feet. Mergen by 2, 42 seconds left. Mergen attacks the legs, throws in. Now Warzeka And Warzeka reverses, and he got a count. I think they put the points up on the wrong side. It was 5-3. They gave each wrestler 2 points there. Did Warzeka get 2 back points? Mergen got 2? But it was 5-3. Yeah, it should be 5-5. Yeah, okay. Now Mergen switching around. Mergen driving in. And no points on the reverse. Albany's bench wants it, and they gave an escape to Mergen. It should be 6-5, I believe. I don't think that score is right. Coach Jensen is looking to his bench, to his stat keepers, and he's coming over to the score table now. I believe it's 6-5. And I think the Albany coach coming over is agreeing as well. Alex even. There was a scramble there late in that second period. And now they've adjusted and it is 6-5. And Warzeka will start in the down position. And Mergen throws in a cross face. Pulls that arm out from underneath is Warzeka. 15 seconds gone by. Warzeka in a little bit of trouble now. He's slipped to his back, and Mergen will try and tighten this up. He got 2 out of that, I believe. There's the 2, and it's 8-5 now for Will Mergen. Just a momentary catch of Sebastian Warzeka. And now he's got legs thrown in deep. Minute 20 to go. Warzeka, belly to the mat. Mergen working on the left shoulder. And the referee stopped them. 8-5, they'll restart with a minute 6 to go. So Warzeka is going to have to go to work here, down by 3 with about a minute left in the match. Tried to go for a Granby and couldn't lock it up. He does have himself turned into Mergen. He should get 1 out of this, but Mergen throws a cradle in from that spot, and this is going to be trouble for Sebastian. Mergen got him in a cradle, and there's the fall. Mergen with a late third period fall, and Albany's on the board. They've taken a 6-3 lead.
Good evening, Pioneer fans. This is George Weber. I am honored to announce that Dave Rushlow has been named the Activities Director of the Year for Section 5 schools and is among the final 8 in the running for AD of the Year for all of Minnesota. This award is selected by the other Activities Directors and is a testament to the great job Dave does in scheduling, working with other schools, getting everything ready for our coaches and the visitors, and being flexible as things change constantly in the activities world. We host hundreds of events across all grades and activities every year, and each one requires communication with custodians, coaches, refs, advisors, and so on and so on. It is really impressive when you take a step back and consider how much behind-the-scenes work happens every day. Thank you, Dave, for making all of us look good, and thank you for being our passionate pioneer leader.
120-pound match underway. This is Jake Andries and Quinn Clapper of Albany. Couple of sophomores, no points. Albany with a 6-3 lead now. Scoreboard, some early troubles on the score. There it is. Andries ranked 9th in the state in Class A. And Clapper drives him out of bounds with a charge. Jake, a returning state entrant for the Pioneers, ranked number 9 at 120. They separate momentarily, and Clapper re-engages. 6-3 in favor of Albany here after 2 matches. 4-3 win for Brandon Funk over Dustin Schmidt. Will Mergen caught Sebastian Warzeka in the third period with a cradle and pinned him. 48 to go. Flyers have an 18-9 lead on Annandale Maple Lake. And Andre slips out of a cradle try and able to sneak in behind, and he'll pick up the first two of the match. A takedown for Jake Andres. And now Andres will try and build and see if he can do something with 25 seconds left out near the outer edge of the mat here at Little Falls. Andres explored a little bit of a power half there and now reaches back for the left ankle of Clapper. Clapper extends that leg out, 7 seconds. And I don't think Jake can get a whole lot. He tried a little cheap tilt right at the end, but he wasn't going to have any room. If he had completed that roll through, they were both going to be out of bounds. 1.6 seconds, we'll have a whistle and then go to the second period. And there it is. 2-0 Andres after 2 minutes of wrestling here at the 120 match. Now, in between matches, it'll probably be about 10, 15 minutes, so we'll take a little break between matches and then come back. Piers will wrestle Annandale Maple Lake next. Little Falls will not wrestle Albany. There will only be one match coming up in our second round. Albany and Little Falls just squared off before Christmas. Here's Andres trying to circle around and get an escape or reverse. Jake reaching back for that leg, thinking a possible Granby here. Jake to his left knee, tilting backwards, almost out the back door. Jake's going to get almost a reverse, and here it is. 2 for Andres, 4-0 for Jake. Minute 20 to go in period 2. Andres and Clapper of Albany. Jake on the left hip, driving Clapper forward. Clapper has his left ankle picked up by Jake. Jake pretty good at that step through Turk. To his knees now, Clapper has his left wrist controlled from underneath by Andres. Andres tries to roll him through, and Clapper went with the momentum and kept from being tilted there. 45 seconds to go. Jake driving in deep on the hips here of Quinn Clapper of Albany. They go out of bounds and they will restart. Clapper quickly stands and picked up and elevated by Andres, and he ushers him out of bounds right at the feet of Jalen Jansen over there on the bench. Austin Redun's getting ready. Brandon Lucas Pop getting ready. Brandon Ortman getting ready. As Andres with a 4-0 lead, 25 seconds left in period 2. JV matches going on over on the alternate mat across the way. Andres has a cradle in and picked up 2 near fall. 6-0 lead now for Jake. So he scores late in the second period. And this period will end with Andres ahead, 6-0 on Quinn Clapper of Albany. And Clapper wants to go on his feet with Andres. Jake grabs the right elbow of Clapper. Clapper reaches up behind Jake's head. Jake counters with the same maneuver. Now they push each other away, elbow to elbow. Russian tie, 15 seconds gone by. Jake shoots in for Fireman. In on the leg. Trying to defend out of that is Clapper. He's across Jake's back. Now Jake in on the right leg of Quinn Clapper of Albany. Jake, he's going to come out of this the better of it, and he does. Andres picks up 2. 8-0 now, so it's gone now into a bonus point for Andres. 8-0, it's a major if this 8-point margin. There's a roll, cheap tilt by Andres. He's going to get a count. He got 2, and that'll make it 10-0. So the quick, cheap tilt works for 2 points for Jake Andres. He's built himself a 10-0 lead with under a minute to go in the third. Andreessen Clapper off the mat. Big crowd here at Little Falls. Pioneer boys basketball team is in action tonight. JV game will start in about 20 minutes down in Maple Lake. Andres controlling this match from on top right now. 43 seconds remain. 10-0 lead for ninth rank Jake Andres. Clapper to his knees, trying to free hands, but pushed down to the mat again by Jake, who buries his head into the rib cage of Clapper. Picks that knee. Cradle here for Jake. Oh, Clapper able to elude that. Now Jake's got his right arm kind of stuck behind him, and he freed that away and just got out of that predicament. That got a little off balance there for Jake. And so it's now 10-1. Jake goes in on a shot and a takedown. 12-1 for Andres. He's securing this major decision. And he will just ride this out. And it's a major win of a final of 12-1 for Jake Andres.
On mat number two, winner by major decision.
And the Pioneers pick up 14 points. A bonus there for Jake Andres. And the Pioneers lead Albany 7-6.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The 5th Annual Freedom Fest in Pierce is quickly approaching. The date is Saturday, July 15th at the Janola Ballfield, and the musical lineup has been announced. This year's attractions are the best ever. Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos all performing. VIP tickets are going fast. Contact Hartman's or Smoothie Oil in Pierce to get yours before they're gone. General admission tickets also available. Those can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com/buy-tickets. Businesses, contact Lloyd Bader at Hartman's to see how you can become a Pierce Freedom Fest sponsor. See Pierce Freedom Fest on Facebook to find out all the information you need to know about the best fest yet. Pierce Freedom Fest 2017, Saturday, July 15th.
All right, during that break, an open weight for Albany, so Austin Redunds receives a forfeit win. That makes it 13-6, and now at 132, we've got Lucas Pop for Pierce. Javier Solis for the Albany Huskies, just underway. 13-6 Pierce at 132 pounds as Austin Redunds locks him up.
145 pounds, wrestling for the Lightning, Aaron Reese.
18-12, Little Falls over Annandale Maple Lake. Annandale Maple Lake and Albany, new to the field this year. Last year, Bertha Hewitt, Verndale, and Aiken were here along with the Flyers and Pioneers. We will see Annandale Maple Lake on February 2nd in Pierce. They'll come over for a quad with Holding Ford and Atwater Cosmos Grove City as well. That's the final regular season event, if you can believe that. We're thinking tournament time already with about 3 weeks left in the wrestling regular season. Pioneers have a lot of wrestling to do between now and then, though. There's Redunds driving in, elevating Solis near the edge of the mat, trying to earn the takedown, and he does with 24 seconds left. 2-0 lead, Lucas Pop. Here's most recently on December 22nd up at the Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus Tri, defeated Detroit Lakes 37-30 and beat the road crew of Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus 63-12. They are 7-0 in dual meets. They finished third at the Brainerd tournament that same day. A weekend, Brainerd finished fifth. Here's the step through Turk, and points coming on near fall for Lucas Pop. Pop picks up three near fall at the end of the period to grab a 5-0 lead. Pop and Solis. And Solis defers choice in the second period to Lucas, and Lucas chooses down here, try and get out for an escape or reverse. Boy, they only gave him two near fall on that. Boy, he had him down for a long time. I thought he certainly got three out of that. And there's a takedown and a reversal for Pop. So he scores quickly there. And it's 6-0 for Pop. Piers with a 13-6 lead on Albany. This is Javier Solis of the Albany Huskies, coached by Alex Eben, assisted by Tim Moore, and Adam Tate and Maury Meyer. Where's Maury? Longtime AD over there at Albany. Out of bounds with a minute 17 to go. Solis in the down position. Pop picks that ankle, secures that, now climbs up the back, grabs the left arm, wings it back, reaches up underneath for a half on the right shoulder, pushes down on the head now from the back of Solis. Minute to go, second period. 6-0 lead for Lucas Pop. They get a stall on Solis underneath. So there's a stall warning on the Albany wrestler. 45 seconds left. Again, Lucas Pop grabs that ankle, secures that left leg. And Solis tries to kick it free, give himself some leverage from underneath. Leg thrown in on a Turk now, and he's got back points coming as Lucas Pop exposes the back of Javier Solis. Second time he's utilized this to score big points. Solis off now, able to squirm his way back to his base on his belly. There's the three near fall. It's now a major for Lucas Pop if he can hold on. It's 9-0 with 8 seconds left in the second period for Pierce's Lucas Pop over Albany's Javier Solis. And there's the period. 9-0 for Lucas Pop. They're going to start on their feet here with Solis and Pop. As Pop reaches for the head of Solis. Lucas has had a tendency to get bloody noses, so good to see he's been able to stay dry this match. Almost every match we've seen Lucas have some kind of stoppage for blood time this year, but so far, he's built himself a solid 9-0 lead. Solis darts in, but doesn't work. And Lucas will throw that leg in, sneak around, and pick up two more. 11-0 now for Pop. Good performance here by Lucas Pop. Senior 132-pounder. Minute 15 to go. He looks like he's digging for a cradle, a far side cradle, possibly coming here for Pop. Here comes the tilt and the back point count start. He got, I believe, two. Yep, there's two. 13-0. Now if he does it again, it becomes a tech fall as they go out of bounds with just under a minute remaining. 13-0 for Lucas Pop over Javier Solis of Albany. Quick stand-up try by Solis. In on the waist, though, Pop breaks him back down, returns him to the mat. If he turns him here, it's going to be over. Tries to elevate and go to that Turk series again. Does Lucas Pop on the right side of Solis. That jump Turk, there's the leg in. But Solis half in, half outside the circle right now. 30 seconds to go. Still now possible cradle, but not enough real estate there for Pop. They go out of bounds. He's got just under 24 seconds on the clock to maybe pick up another bonus point. Right now it's a major. He'd like to get a tech out of this. And referee says, that's my fault. Bad whistle. Stand up by Solis. Back down to the mat. You know Pop is thinking, get this tech ball here. Turn him one more time. 13 seconds. He's going after it with a Turk if he can. 8 seconds to go. Solis defending here. And I think it'll be a 13-0 final. There it is. Major decision win for Lucas Pop. Pioneers lead Albany 17-6. And we head to 138.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Brandon Ortman and Owen Meyer ready to go. And we're underway. Piers with a 17-6 lead. And Ortman secures two quick points on a takedown. Well, let's see. They've got the score wrong. They've got the weight wrong. And there's near fall. And two more for Brandon Ortman. And out of bounds. Should be, I believe, 4-0. They go out of bounds. Ortman's going to give up the optional escape start. Just pushes them away. Should be 4-1, I believe. And then Ortman goes in for the takedown to make it 6-1. Brandon throws in legs. Ortman ranked number 3 at 138. And he's got Meyer to his back right in the middle. He'll just sit down chest to chest as Meyer in some deep trouble here. But he's able to torque himself around. But Brandon still able to. Now he switches headlock, and this could get tight with a minute left. Ortman with a good headlock on Owen Meyer of Albany right in the middle. He will just lean back on Meyer's chest. Try and finish this off, and there it is with 48 seconds left in the first. A fall for Brandon Meyer, and it's 23-6 in favor of the Pioneers over Albany.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
We got a Reese Kapsner-Logan Wenzel match underway at 145 pounds. And Reese scoring quickly on a takedown and near fall. And he's got a 5-0 lead over Logan Wenzel of Albany. Piers leading the duel 23-6 over the Huskies. Wenzel with his right arm secured here by Reese Kapsner. Kapsner, left hip, trying to pull that wing back. Coming off a fall by Brandon Ortman and a 13-0 win for Lucas Pop, a forfeit for Austin Redunds, and a major for Jake Andre. So four straight bonus point wins for the Pioneers. Here comes the Turk by Reese. Drives him out of bounds, though, without any points secured. 5-0, 37 seconds remaining. Kapsner, as Wenzel tried to roll through. Right arm extended, 24 seconds left. And still, Reese Kapsner with a good, solid riding technique here. Wenzel being driven forward here. 10 seconds to go. 23-6, Pioneers lead Albany. Midway through this first duel of three for the Pioneers. There's the end of the first. Over on the other mat, Flyers have a 30-12 lead on the Lightning of Annandale Maple Lake. Capture will be in the down position here to start period two. Stand up by Reese, and he will escape and get one. 6-0. Reese shoots in on the deep single here on Logan Wenzel. He is a junior for the Huskies. Goes out of bounds. Reese Kapsner for the Pioneers. Ranked second in the state in Class A. Finished third in the state last year. Their only loss down there was to Kenyon Wanamingo, the eventual state champion in the quarterfinals. Ended up beating Minneota in the third place match. Underhook here by Wenzel out near the far edge. And out of bounds. 108 to go. Reese wrestling here at 145. He's ranked eighth at 132. I don't know if he's going to get down that far. Beginning January 15th, you have to wrestle half your matches at your tournament weight. So I don't know if Reese is going to get down to 32. Will he? 38. Okay, he's up here at 45. He's been at 45 pretty much all year. Six nothing, 45 seconds. Kapsner tries to shoot. Sprawled over his back, defending is Logan Wenzel of Albany. 35 to go. Wenzel spinning around, Reese up to his feet, and no escape yet as they twirl near the edge and go out of bounds. 21 seconds remaining. Piers and Albany tonight, then Piers, Annandale, Maple Lake, then Piers, Little Falls. Should be a very fun night. Final 12 seconds here. See if Reese can score late here in the second period. 3 seconds, Wenzel and Kapsner both down to knees, and the period ends. 6-0, Reese Kapsner with the lead after two. Again, Little Falls and Albany will not wrestle coming up. Start, and Reese picks the ankle, drives him forward. Throws the leg in. Kapsner now. Now goes after the right wrist. Wenzel crawls forward. Reese on the right hip side. He's leveraging his chest down into the back of Logan Wenzel of Albany. Minute 35. Wing in now for Kapsner. Throws a crossface in. Reese. Up 6-0, 40 seconds gone by, period two. Pioneers in Albany here. Reese again going after that right wrist, pulling it back, but Wenzel frees it, defending from underneath. Now he's working on the left hip. Reese pretty active up on top. Not going to get warned for stalling that time. Sometimes you can look active, and really what you're doing is you're doing exactly that. You're trying to look active when in reality you're not. Sometimes see that tactic. That's just a way to ward off a stalling call. You'll jump side to side, but really the theory is you got to be improving your position. It's kind of a judgment call for the referees. Here's a breakdown there by Kapsner again. 40 seconds to go. Flyers with a 30-15 lead on Annandale Maple Lake. They're at the 170 match. Really nice crowd here is filled into Little Falls Community High School Gymnasium. Sit out try, rolled through as Kapsner maintains control. 20 seconds to go. Reese would like to turn him here. Pick up another bonus point for the team. He's got 19.6 seconds left to do it. Kapsner instructed to climb on board. Wenzel tried to stand but prevented by the quick grab of the ankle by Reese, and they go out of bounds over there across the way in front of assistant Clint Poster. I see that St. Cloud State won the national duel tournament again today. Clint, of course, a part of the Huskies for the last 5 years, four-time All-American as the match ends with a 6-0 win for Reese. And the Pioneers now lead Albany 26-6.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
All right, welcome back. Andrew Tamala making his first appearance of the season as he goes right after Logan Kittleson and spins him to his back. He got a momentary headlock on. Throws that headlock in again, and he's got back points. Andrew Tamala with Kittleson on his back. 30 seconds into the match. Logan broke his leg in the third week of the football season and has been out since then. Now he gets switched around by Kittleson. So he got three near fall, then gave up back points to Kittleson. So now from underneath, Andrew Tamala. An explosive start for Tamala, but Kittleson able to switch on him. Now Andrew's on his feet. He'll get an escape. It should be 6-2. 50 seconds left. Tamala and Kittleson. And out of bounds. There's the 2 points up on the reversal. Kittleson a little bit taller. Andrew, a little thicker. Tamala, a senior. Kittleson, a junior. Shot in. They both attempted to shoot. Who's going to win this? There's a throw by Tamala. Tamala caught him in a headlock, and he's going to get back points. Tamala now crawls up. Andrew rolls over to his base a little bit, hooks that right arm of Kittleson. This will get tight with 18 seconds. Tamala trying for a first period fall in his first match of the season. There it is with 11. Welcome back, Andrew. A fall for Tamala. And it's 32-6 on the Tamala first period fall over Kittleson. And we'll be back with our next match coming up. It'll be at 160 with Jalen Jansen checking in.
Hi, this is Bob Otremba with the Piers Fire Department. If fire broke out tonight while you were sleeping, would you and your family get out alive? Develop a home fire escape plan now and practice it regularly. And remember, if there's a fire, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
wide, 160 now. Jalen Jansen, Austin Olmscheid. Piers leading Albany now, 32-6. Pioneers just picking up a fall by Andrew Tamala. Brandon Ortman also with a fall.
Nate Carlson.
So Jalen and Olmscheid here, and here's Jansen just lifting Olmscheid as Olmscheid had an underhook on, and Jalen just lifted and outpowered him that time. And Jalen, not the points yet. Referee down to look. And Jalen with the better position here should have the points here, I would think. He's in on the legs, trips him forward. Minute 20 to go, and they roll out of bounds.
For the Flyers, Kelly Kern.
Olmscheid back on the mat, and the escape given up. Should be 2-1, I believe. There it is. Right away in on the attack is Jansen, elevating the left leg of Olmscheid, who is tripped down by Jalen and out of the bounds, no points. So 48 seconds gone by here in the first period. Jalen Jansen and Austin Olmscheid. 30-21, Little Falls leading Annandale Maple Lake. Here comes Jansen in for a takedown here. He's got a 4-1 lead now, under a minute to go. Here comes a tilt try, and Jalen slipped off that, almost got himself in trouble. Olmscheid now pushing back into Jalen, both men on their sides. Jalen still in behind. He's going to have to reassert here, get better balance on top, and there he does. Here's a roll now by Jansen, cheap tilt. Jalen's getting points. Jansen picking up near fall on the cheap tilt. He's got three in the bank here, and there they come. 7-1 now for Jalen Jansen. 20 seconds left in the period. Albany is listed at open at 195.
On net number one,
Annandale Maple Lake just picked up a fall. And they've closed it now to a three-point match, 30-27 with Little Falls. Flyers still up. Period ends over there in the Jansen-Olmscheid match. Jalen is going to go on his feet by choice. Bill Muschel, assistant, longtime assistant for the Flyers, over to introduce the Flyer wrestler.
Trey Bedford. For the Flyers, Tony Winkleman.
Tony Winkleman for Little Falls. Jansen and Olmscheid over there. Jalen catches him in a little throw try. Got near fall. Did he get a count? He's got a headlock on here on Olmscheid and getting back points. Jansen and a fall with a minute 34 to go. Second period fall for Jalen. And the Pioneers open up a 38-6 lead.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC.
We move to 170 pounds with Logan Lease for Piers, Jacob Gilk for Albany. Piers leading Albany 38-6 as there's a Lease takedown in on a deep waist here, and he breaks him down to his belly. So Gilk now will sprawl forward, tries to crawl back up to his knees. Boy, he threw an elbow back. Got to be careful doing that. Logan with that left arm of Gilk pulled all the way under his belly and tried to thread it all the way underneath. Minute 25 to go. Logan just trying to horsepower him over. Just Gilk able to keep that chest down to the mat and not get turned here. Quick takedown here for Logan Lease. Running a good half around. Here comes the half. He turns him. Here comes back points and a possible fall for Lease. Gilk in all kinds of trouble in the middle of the mat for Albany. Logan. Oh, Gilk, good job scrambling out from underneath. Logan couldn't quite finish, but it's there for Logan. And now he catches him again. He's going to pick up near fall points. Logan with 44 seconds left. Throws a cross face in. Lease trying for a fall. Lease has Gilk all splayed out in the middle of the mat. He's got the left arm hooked well. Bridging up is Jacob Gilk, able to roll through back to his knees, and three more near fall points will go up for Logan Lease. An explosive first period for the senior Logan Lease, 8-0 lead. Gilk is a sophomore for Albany. Gilk, good roll out of that, and he escapes for a late escape with 7 seconds left, and it's 8-1. And Logan attempted a takedown, and he got two on a headlock throw right at the end with about a second left. They'll give the two. So Lease, a late takedown there, and it's 10-1 after 2 minutes. Flyers lead Annandale Maple Lake 30-27 at 195 pounds. Logan goes in on an ankle. Good quick dart in by Logan. Couldn't quite finish, though. Now he's back on his feet going after the single. Gilk counters with a headlock throw, but they're both out of bounds. Good scramble there. 10-1 lead for Logan Lease over Jacob Gilk of Albany. Lease applying pressure to the back of Gilk's head, forcing him down. Now he throws the front headlock in. Logan, very good, probably the best headlock thrower on the team that we've seen this year for the Pioneers. Gilk able to push away out of that. That's where Logan's done most of his successful damage this year, when he can get a headlock in. They're on their feet. Minute 12 and counting in period two. Here's Lease. Now they're down to the mat, and Lease gets two. It's 12-1 lead for Logan Lease. Again, there'll be about a 10-minute break, I would assume, between matches here, as Piers will face Annandale Maple Lake coming up. Flyers and Albany will rest. They will not wrestle each other. Well, I guess it's not a true quad in that sense. Lease with a 12-1 lead. Gilk now to his feet. He'll get an escape there with 32 seconds left. It's a 12-2 score. Logan, barring a major mistake here, though, is in pretty good position. Logan drives in, goes after the opposite leg, double in on the leg, tilts back. Gilk defending by holding onto the ankle. Now Logan gets his knee inside the leg of Gilk. 4 seconds, and I think this period will end. Possible stalemate here, but time will be allowed to run out. 12-2 after two in favor of senior Logan Lease over sophomore Jacob Gilk of Albany. Logan crawls back to the middle. Looks like Annandale Maple Lake's close to tightening it up even more. They got an 8-0 lead in the second period over Winkleman of Little Falls. Right now, Flyers lead by three. They're at 195 pounds. Underway, Logan Lease sits. Blocked there by Gilk. Minute 35 to go here in the third. Flyers are listed in the lean and mean in the state rankings, meaning they're not quite top 12, but in the top 15 or so in AAA. Annandale Maple Lake also listed in the lean and mean in AA. Out of bounds, no point scored as Gilk and Lease go out. But believe this is Trey Bedford out there against Winkleman. He's ranked fourth at 182 in AA for Annandale Maple Lake. He's got an 8-1 lead on Winkleman. That's a big point there for Winkleman, as there's blood time in the Lease match now, also blood time in the Winkleman-Bedford match. Clock is showing 38-6 Pioneers. And Logan Lease with the blood time here. They've opened up the upper deck here behind us at Little Falls Community to accommodate the crowd. Now Lease is ready to return to action. He assumes the down position. He's up by 10 with a minute 18 left in the third. Logan rolled forward here again by Albany's Jacob Gilk. Approaching 1 minute left. Still all balled up underneath is Logan. Rolls, tries to switch into a Granby here. Lease will get the Granby and reverse him, and it's 14-2. I think he got a one count. Now he restarts the count. So he got two near fall, a reverse and two near fall. And he's now got a 16-2 lead. If he turns him, he'll get a tech fall. He's got 32 seconds left. Gilk kind of to his left hip. Now gets into a kneeling position. Bump forward here by Logan, and Logan frees him and just lets him cut loose. 16-3, a takedown now will secure the tech. Now Gilk though scrambling. 10 seconds left. Logan fighting this one off, and it's going to be a 16-3 major decision win for Logan Lease. And it's a 42-6 Piers lead over Albany. 42-6.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, Matt Cummett ready to make his debut in this winter season.
On mat number one, wrestling at 220 pounds for the Lightning,
Matt Cummett.
For the Flyers, Billy Winkleman.
And he drives in on a quick single. Matt Cummett will pick up two, 10 seconds into the match. So Matt coming off some hernia surgery earlier this winter. Tilts him and rolling through. Believe this is Riley Rockets, a freshman. I haven't heard the announcement yet. Yeah. 2-1 as Rockets is allowed to escape. And Matt will go after a takedown again and pick up two more. 4-1 now. And an escape again, 4-2. Cummett will get two more on a takedown. Matt now breaks him down, drives him forward. We've wrestled a minute. 6-2 lead for Matt Cummett, the senior. He wants a Turk. He's got the leg. He's reaching up for the cross face. 45 seconds. Freshman Riley Rockets now giving up back points as Matt Cummett. And Matt trying to secure this fall here. 30 seconds left. Matt Cummett with the fall. A first period fall for Matt Cummett with 28 seconds left. And the Pioneers have a 48-6 lead on Albany.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Brett Kapsner will receive a forfeit win. And that makes it 54-6. And now Austin Dickman will come out. We're going to have Troy Fisher as well coming up. And Albany, this likely is Wyatt Mergen checking in. They're at heavyweight in the Little Falls Annandale Maple Lake match, 36-31. Flyers lead the Lightning.
I'm at number one, 285-pound wrestler for the Lightning, Joe Driscoll. For the Flyers, Ryan Graves.
Ryan Graves against Joe Driscoll. So here we go with the Dickman match. They haven't started the clock yet.
On mat number two, at 220 pounds, wrestling for the Pioneers, Austin Dickman. For the Huskies, Wyatt Mergen.
So we've gone about 15 seconds with no time off the clock. Dickman here against Mergen. Now it starts. Troy Fisher will make his season debut, it looks like, next. Uh-oh, Little Falls is in trouble over there. Oh, didn't get him quite squared up. A fall would win it for Annandale Maple Lake. Flyers lead by five at heavyweight. So, you know, Annandale Maple Lake is looking for a fall out of this. Dickman and Mergen going at it here. No points yet. Pioneers, well, they've got it 62-6. I don't think that's right either. Throw try by Mergen. He slips down to a single. Dickman blocks that. Dickman quickness, able to snap in behind and pick up the first two. 2-0 lead now as Dickman gets the takedown. Now Dickman will chop at that right elbow of Wyatt Mergen. I think it's going to be Troy Fisher against Marvin Stang, our final match of this duel. And by my count, the score is 54-6. Both on their feet, an escape for Mergen, 2-1. Pioneers in firm control. On their feet, Dickman and Mergen pushing at each other. Scramble, no points, 7 seconds. And they come together for one final clash, and then the horn will sound. 2-1 lead for Austin Dickman over Wyatt Mergen. Minute left in the second period in the Annandale Maple Lake Little Falls heavyweight match. All Graves needs to do is not get pinned here for Little Falls. Here's Dickman working now as we start period two. Dickman has his knees to the mat, bridge forward. The Annandale Maple Lake man has Graves tilted. He'll try and crank that over and finish off with a dual meet pin there. He's got Graves in trouble. And minute 29, Dickman still on his knees. A wing in by Mergen. 13 seconds left in that Little Falls Annandale match. There's the fall. Annandale has beaten Little Falls.
Joe Driscoll.
Joe Driscoll pins Ryan Graves, and the Lightning defeat Little Falls 37-36. That duel is over. 3-1 lead as Dickman gets an escape there. 52 seconds left. So Dickman and Mergen on their feet, pushing into each other, separate. 40 seconds remain. Dickman with a 3-1 lead. Pioneers lead the duel 54-6. Dickman tries to yank down on the head. Mergen pushes back at the forehead of Dickman. 22 seconds left. Re-engaging out near the middle. 13 seconds remaining. Mergen tries to underhook and throw. 5 seconds to go. And it looks like we'll go to the third in a 3-1 lead for Pierce's Austin Dickman. And there it is. So Dickman has a 3-1 lead, and Mergen will choose down. Again, after this match, it'll be about a 10-15 minute break before Pierce and Annandale Maple Lake square off. So that looks like it'll be right around 6:30, I would guess. Here's Dickman rolling him forward. Mergen extends those arms out. Dickman. Dave Rushlow, the AD, calls him the fire hydrant. Drives him forward. He's got a good half on if he can crank this over. Oh, that looks, ouch. Boy, the arm slipped out of there at an odd angle. He got a one count out of that half, almost turned him over, but no point. Still 3-1, a minute 25 to go. And Dickman almost lost control momentarily, able to get back on before giving up an escape. 3-1 in favor of Austin Dickman. This is Wyatt Mergen, sophomore for the Huskies. Final minute 15, Mergen will get out for an escape. 3-2. Dickman, a little bit shorter than Mergen. Tried to snap him down. Slight bit of Mergen stepping into Dickman more than Dickman stepping into Mergen. Seems like Austin's been taking a half step back more often than not here. 48 seconds left, 3-2 lead for Austin Dickman, with the heavyweight match to come up and wrap up this duel. Annandale Maple Lake gets a fall at heavyweight to defeat Little Falls 37-36 over on the other mat. 30 seconds to go. Mergen tried to shoot, and able to dance back from that was Dickman. He's got a 3-2 lead. Mergen again reaches across, can't get the leg. Now Dickman shifts off to the right. Blocked there by Mergen's holding on to the right leg of Dickman. 12 seconds. Now Dickman will get two as he's able to free himself. And that makes it 5-2 and should secure the match as he got that takedown with about 10 seconds. He'll just ride this out. He'll cut him loose and win 5-3. And that makes it 57-6 with Troy Fisher's first match coming up.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Pierce 57, Albany 6. That's not right either. Let me double check my math. 7-6, 13-6, 17-6, 23-6, 26-6, 32-6, 38-6, 42-6, 48-6, 54. Now it should be 57-6 by my count. So here's Troy Fisher's first varsity match. Fisher, who injured his knee in the state semifinals against St. Croix Lutheran down at U.S. Bank Stadium, facing Marvin Stang of Albany at the heavyweight match. Troy not wearing any knee brace or anything, so that's good news. And over the back of Stang, pushes him out of bounds. On their feet on a restart. One win for the Huskies. That came at 113, a fall for Will Mergen. Here's a throw try by Troy. Stang over the back of Fisher now. Troy still with a headlock on. 1:08 to go. Troy Fisher. And now he'll slip off the headlock, and Stang will sneak in and get two. So Stang able to fend off the headlock throw try by Troy. And now he'll break Troy Fisher, the senior. And Clint Poster saw a clasp there. He was calling for it. There's a stall on Stang. 42 seconds left. Coming up, it's Piers and Annandale Maple Lake. About 6:30, 6:35. Now Troy, bumped forward here by Marvin Stang of Albany. Final 15 seconds. Troy coming out for wrestling here this year. So we've seen Andrew Tamala, Matt Cummett, and now Troy Fisher make their season debuts tonight. Tamala wins by fall, Cummett wins by fall, both in the first period. It doesn't look like Troy will be able to match that. He's down 2-0, 6 seconds left in his first period of the season. Stang breaks him down and will go to the second. 2-0 for Marvin Stang after 2 minutes. So Piers and Annandale Maple Lake, that'll be a good one coming up. Annandale Maple Lake just beat Little Falls on a heavyweight fall, 37-36. Fisher riding here. They get a caution on Troy on the start. Here's the start. Now it's clean. Stang trying to twist and turn himself into Fisher. He's getting more and more advantage. Here is Stang. Now he's got a half in on Troy. He's got him almost turned. Troy is going to give up the reverse. 4-0 now for Marvin Stang of Albany. Piers in front of the duel, 57-6. Somehow the Pioneers snuck an extra 11 points onto the scoreboard. Fisher now gets turned by Stang, giving up near fall, and there's the fall with 1:13 in the second. And the final is Piers 57, Albany 13. We'll take a quick break and wrap up this match and then get ready for Piers and Annandale Maple Lake.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape?
Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Pierce over Albany, 57-12. Here's a quick recap. Brandon Funk wins 4-3 over Dustin Schmidt. Will Mergen pins Sebastian Warzeka to give Albany a 6-3 lead. Jake Andries 12-1 over Quinn Clapper. Austin Reduns wins by forfeit. That made it 13-6. Lucas Pop, a major, 13-0 over Javier Solis. Brandon Ortman, first period fall over Owen Meyer, made it 23-6. Reese Kapsner won 6-0 over Logan Wenzel, 26-6. Andrew Tamala by a fall over Logan Kittleson, 32-6. Jalen Jansen, second period fall over Austin Olmstead, 38-6. Logan Lee, 16-3 major over Jacob Gilk, 42-6. Mac Cummett, first period fall over Riley Rockets, 48-6. Brett Kapsner, forfeit, 54-6. Austin Dickman, 5-3 over Wyatt Mergen, 57-6. And then Marvin Stang by fall over Troy Fisher, 57-12. That's your final. Pierce will now get ready and face the Lightning of Annandale Maple Lake 10 minutes from now. Join us then about 6:35 here for the Lightning and Pioneers in the second duel on You Are There Sports.